This is JIS News. Coming up, government to spend just over $539 billion this fiscal year. Statistics show reduction in major crimes for first quarter of 2014 and experience Jamaica launch set for Expo 2014. The news in detail after the break.
Jane, it's how you start coming to work so early from the other day. You're working for a promotion.
No, my dear child, nothing like that. I realize that when I come work late, I don't get much work done, but when I come in early, I finish my task and even have time to plan for the next day. And because of that, my entire department has become more productive.
Well, I'm going to follow your lead and ensure that my department is more productive too.
Punctuality plays a key role in improving productivity. Be on time and use your time well. Productivity, pathway to prosperity. A message from the Jamaica Productivity Center.
Now the news. The government will spend $539.4 billion this fiscal year on its capital and recurrent expenses. The estimates of expenditure for the 2014-2015 fiscal year was tabled in Parliament this afternoon by Finance Minister Dr. Peter Phillips. Some $404.7 billion has been earmarked for recurrent or housekeeping expenses, and $134.7 billion has been allocated for capital expenditure.
This is a budget which has no fat. It's a budget which is going to be contained by the projections on the revenue side. We have to live within our means, but we have to at the same time maintain our commitments to protecting the most vulnerable, to continuing to repair our infrastructure and establishing the platform for continued growth.
Dr. Phillips was speaking with journalists following the state opening of Parliament Thursday. With the budget tabled, the Standing Finance Committee of Parliament will review the estimates from April 8 to 10. The Finance Minister will open the 2014-2015 budget debate on Thursday, April 17. The first quarter of 2014 saw a decline in all major crimes, with statistics showing a 12% reduction in murders and a 13% drop in the overall category of serious crimes. Fatal shootings are also down by 50%, reflecting better operational planning and improved community cooperation. Governor-General Sir Patrick Allen made the disclosure while highlighting activities and achievements in the area of national security as he delivered the 2014-2015 throne speech in Gordon House Thursday. Speaking under the theme Going for Growth, Creating Opportunities, the Governor-General also made special mention of the Unite for Change initiative implemented by the Ministry of National Security in December 2013.
This important prevention initiative was born out of the realization that violence is the outcome of dysfunction at many different levels in our society, including family, school, community, social services, and popular culture.
Unite for Change is aimed at building a national movement to encourage positive social behavior and promote a safer, gentler society. The organizers of Expo Jamaica 2014 will be partnering with the Jamaica Tourist Board and the Jamaica Hotel and Tourist Association to launch the Experience Jamaica program. Experience Jamaica is geared at encouraging Jamaicans to enjoy more of the country's tourism product and offerings at special rates. Expo Jamaica is being hosted by the Jamaica Manufacturers Association and the Jamaica Exporters Association in partnership with JAMPRO.
We're also teamed up with RADA. A lot of their farmers are coming and we're going to be hosting a farmers market for the 4 days while we're here. Some 11,000 odd pounds of fresh produce is going to be here.
Co-chairman of Expo Jamaica 2014, Aswad Morgan. The four-day event will run from April 3 to 6 at the National Arena in Kingston. And Cabinet has approved with immediate effect a 20% increase in the maximum weight heavy-duty vehicles are allowed to carry on the nation's roads. Minister without portfolio in the Transport Ministry, Dr. Maurice Guy, says despite the increase, some restrictions will remain in place to help reduce road damage as a result of heavy-duty trucking.
While the permitted maximum is being increased by 20%, that is, 10 tons on the rear dual axle and 6 tons on the single front axle, the maximum laden weight of a truck should not exceed the weight fixed by the manufacturer. No permit will be granted for loads exceeding the manufacturer's specification, irrespective of the maximum axle loads now permitted by this temporary change.
Minister Guy says the government will soon have the use of permanent weigh stations and mobile scales to assist the enforcement efforts. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.